All right, it's Thursday, November 6th. Welcome back to Damon Bruce Plus. It is great to have you here. Thanks so much for coming on by today. And look, there is nothing short of the game of the year waiting for the 49ers this weekend. It is a big weekend, but on this show, on this stream, we're really not talking about football today. I'll be back tomorrow for a Wake Up with Kruger. We will dive deep into 49ers Rams when Sam Batesh joins us for my 11 o'clock show on Friday. So an awful lot of Rams 49ers content coming up beyond what they didn't do this trade deadline. Okay, so that is coming up. But today there's something going on that has to deal with you. Not the football team that you root for. Not the content that you create. This is about you. This is about leagues screwing you and me all the time. All the time. Every single team, every single league, every single streamer, every single distributor bases their entire business on one equation. That equation is simply, what's the most amount of money we can charge before we start running off our own customer base? That's how it all works. That applies to the nachos. That applies to the how much these tickets cost. That applies to the popcorn. That applies to the t-shirts. That applies to the beers, the foam fingers, the parking. How much can we get out of you? What is the maximum dollar amount we can extract from you and from your wallet and still have you come back next week, next game, next time we're playing? What's your breaking point? We want to go all the way up to it, wink at it, and then say, we're not going to bring you over that breaking point. Aren't we being great to you? No, that's not being great to me. Everyone likes to see their favorite player earning the most amount of money. Everybody likes to see player salaries go up. Everybody likes to see these franchise valuations go up. The bill is sent to us, folks. The bill is sent to us. You know, sure, Jeff Bezos just paid all that money to buy into the NFL and the NBA, but that cost is going to get passed along to us in a billion different Amazon transactions that you didn't think, hey, I'm buying some NBA basketball tonight. I just ordered razor blades. It all goes in. It all goes into the everything goes up because now this expensive asset has been purchased by this big company. And basically America is now like 10, 15 companies and that's all of it. This brings us to what is going on. This brings us to what is happening right now between ESPN and us right here on YouTube. Let me tell you, I freaking love YouTube. I don't know what I would be doing right now professionally as a broadcaster, but for YouTube, if I didn't have a place to come and just put my show up to see who's still saluting it, would I even be in broadcasting anymore? Because it doesn't seem like there's anyone in broadcasting actually hiring. But because of YouTube, and I'm so thankful for this, I have a place to do my show that people can still come and see it, consume it. I get to charge some advertising dollars, and my little world of broadcasting gets to continue forward, even though I don't have a radio station anymore. And for that, YouTube, you have saved my ass. I will forever be indebted to you. Having said that, I am pretty sure the last time I looked at the stock price, the last time I looked at the company valuation, like you're a $1 trillion company. So extracting the single greatest for you deal out of an ESPN contract really doesn't matter that much, does it? But again, the equation is always what is the most amount of money we can spend? What is the most amount of money we can charge before there is a breaking point? And ESPN has literally lived in that cave its entire existence. Back when we had a world of just cable television, if your cable TV bill was $20, ESPN got seven of those. You know, if it didn't matter whether or not you watched ESPN or not, You know, you just watched Animal Planet and MTV. Great. You're still getting dinged $7 in your cable bill for ESPN. And this is one, you know, one of the things that created cord cutting. People didn't want to pay the single highest price point on the cable bill because they weren't consuming it. Other people who did pay said, look, I don't give a shit about Animal Planet. All I want is ESPN. Don't charge me for that other crap. This is all I want. So streaming happens. Cord cutting happens. And again, we have so cord cut our own throats here that now the one thing that was designed to do right by us is officially turned against us and is doing wrong. ESPN has a new product. That new product is you give us $30 a month, we give you an app. And on that app is everything that you want on ESPN. All of our games, all of our shows, all of our bullshit, all of our content, and that's where it is. We don't even want ESPN to be watched on YouTube TV anymore. We want everybody to buy our app. So they're being stingy with YouTube TV or trying to charge them an exorbitant amount of price, just like they did in cable, because, hey, you want us. I'm going to tell you right now, if YouTube TV and ESPN cannot strike a deal at some point in time here, number one, look at it this way, ESPN, I'm definitely learning how to live without you, which should frighten you. If I can live without you, almost anybody could live without you. But I do want ESPN back. I don't want it to be a chore. I don't want it to be a chore. If my world to get me to a game means I can push 4 buttons to get there or 12 buttons to get there, I'd rather push the 4 buttons. I'm freaking lazy. Make it easy for me. And that's when ESPN had what? The thing with Venue that they were going to do. They were going to combine with Fox or Fox Sports One. They were going to do like the bundle of all sports bundles. And they were going to put that together. And then they said, wait a minute. If we actually do that, we are undercutting our own business. We want to segment ourselves away from everyone. We don't want to join YouTube TV. We don't want to be part of your cable. We want you to come out and buy ESPN, the app. Well, guess what? Nobody wants to buy you, ESPN. Nobody wants your shit. Nobody wants your bullshit other than what game is on tonight. That's it. That's all you are now. I'm going to tell you, if you really want to make everybody happy, here's how important Stephen A. Smith is to your success and the amount of money that he's making. If Stephen A. Smith's salary, if you cut it from the bottom line, gets the YouTube deal done with YouTube TV, the biggest Stephen A. Smith fan would be like, sorry, Stephen A., we will catch you somewhere else. ESPN, drop his ass, charge less to YouTube TV, and let's get this thing back up and running. A diehard Stephen A. Smith fan would vote, yeah, we'll never see him again. That's fine. We come to ESPN for games. That's all they have. No one watches their shows anymore. You know, Pat McAfee, he still matters. And by the way, Pat McAfee, like him or don't, that guy is there to bite the hand that feeds him. And he's basically saying, ESPN, get your shit together, get on YouTube. Remember, they don't own McAfee. They just lease his show to put it on their TV. Again, his show, which became famous on YouTube. I think McAfee's more loyal to YouTube than he is even ESPN, even though they're the one cutting them the big checks right now. But McAfee's like, this is bullshit. And he's right. He's absolutely right. YouTube, making as much money as humanly possible with every single transaction it possibly can make money on, is obnoxious. ESPN, it's the same with you. Every team, every owner, your buckets of popcorn, your Ghirardelli Sunday, your pricing across the board on everything is pushing obnoxious pricing to its very tested limits. Everything is priced to be fuck you. Like the Warriors. Warriors went up and played a game at Golden One Center last night, except they didn't bring the Golden State Warriors up there that anybody buys a ticket to watch. I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon Podziemski hasn't sold a single fucking NBA ticket in his life, and he probably never will. Now, you saw Brandon Podziemski play because you bought tickets to see Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, but those guys did not play, so now it's the Brandon Podziemski show. Do I get a refund? No. Participation never guaranteed. And that's a problem. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But again, we get back to ESPN and how much we don't want their shit at all. ESPN bets the latest canary in the coal mine. Now, I don't like saying this because this affects my friend Joe Fortenbaugh. Joe Fortenbaugh was like one of the network forward-facing talents of ESPN Bets. ESPN Bets is all done. They are in a brand new relationship with DraftKings. They just announced this morning. They said, hey, gamblers, sports gamblers, we want you to run out and check out ESPN Bets. We're going to build shows around it. And all of America said, no. Crickets. We don't want your ESPN Bets. The same way we didn't want your ESPN phone. The same way we didn't want your ESPN the magazine. The same way we didn't go and watch games or do brunch or lunch or dinner at ESPN Zones. ESPN the sports bar failed. ESPN the restaurant was a failure. Nobody gives a shit about you, your brand, what you do, what you represent. You're just the slapdick channel that happened to have the game. We really have no loyalty towards you. There's no like, oh, well, you know, I don't watch ESPN. I'm a Fox Sports guy. No one's talking like that. No one gives a shit. Everything they try to do outside of putting sports on their own TV channel is a galactic failure. And that's why nobody wants to buy the ESPN app, because it will be out of business within 18 months. Now, you know, or no. This time they're really going to push it forward and you got to get the Disney Hulu bundle. Maybe, okay, so maybe that is all happening. Maybe that's all happening. But fuck you guys. I can see what you're doing. We can all see what you're doing. And here's a sentence not used in sports at all. Not by a network executive, not by an owner, not by a commissioner, not by a streamer. Here's a sentence that has never been, here's a question that is never asked nor ever will be again. What's best for the fans? What's best for the fans? That question is not coming up in the next meeting. As a matter of fact, if you were to stand up in a meeting and actually ask that question, you'd probably be fired right on the spot. What's best for the fans? Do you think not dropping their pants, bending over in the barrel, and screwing them as hard as possible on everything? Like, look at what we're charging for parking. Look at what we're charging for beer. Look at what we're charging for tickets. Look at what we're charging for t-shirts and jerseys and souvenirs and everything. Do you think we could give people like a price break on popcorn? Nah, fuck them in the popcorn hole too. What about kiddie drinks? Nah. All those thirsty kids, that sounds like a great chance to sell them something that you can only get here and they're going to beg their parents for. Let's make the child's drink $2 more, as a matter of fact, because boy, those kids know how to pressure their parents. We'll let them do the hard working for us. There is nobody. Zero presence. Like, there's no agent representing the fans in any TV negotiation, in any conference realignment negotiation, in any what should this hamburger cost negotiation. You are an afterthought. You are a nameless, faceless wallet that they will gladly replace. You know, like, hey, my great grandfather had Niners season tickets at Kezar. My great, great, great grandfather has been a Niners season ticket holder since their inaugural season. Kezar. I'm a fourth generation San Francisco 49er season ticket holder. They would happily walk up behind you and blow your brains out for a slap dick with a big Bitcoin reserve who got here tomorrow. Your loyalty, your generational investment in this team means nothing to them. Nothing. And it's not just to the Nine, it's to the Giants, it's to every team in sports. Every team in sports would gladly replace the person who's been here long enough on a good season ticket package deal with someone who's ready to play new, brand new slapdick prices that we reeled out for first-time customers today. Think of it as real estate. And by the way, anybody living in San Francisco should be able to relate to this if you've ever rented an apartment. So right now, somewhere in San Francisco, there is a top floor Victorian four-bedroom apartment that is being rented out for $1,100 a month. This is a huge Victorian floor. You could have a family of four living on this one floor. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And that's $1,100 a month. It's a big, big, big number. Only the rich apply. Middle floor, there's an old lady who's been living there since 1951. And because of rent control, while the unit above is going for $1,100 a month on the open market, this chick underneath us is paying $933 a month to live here. The owner of that building wants that old lady dead immediately so they can charge full price to a new customer. And that's how all sports fans feel about you. You are the old lady in the rent-controlled apartment that they cannot wait to throw out on the street and replace with some Patagonia-wearing douchebag who just got here. Everything in sports is officially working against you. Everything. And I see it. I mean, I love sports. Do you know how often I go to games? It's rare these days. You know, you got some tickets for me. You want to bring me along? You want to take care of me and mine? Yeah, sure. We'll show up. We'll have a really good time. And by the way, I'm the single most interesting person you'll ever sit next to during a sporting event. Bring Damon. He'll make the game better. And luckily, I have some fans who feel that way, but I'm not paying to get in there. Not my hard-earned money. No way. The one thing that we will be, we are going to bring the boys to a Sharks game this year. We're not bringing them to Chase Center to see the Warriors. It's way too expensive. But the Sharks game will also be like a trip on Caltrain down to San Jose. The boys are going to love that. They're going to love all that on-ice projection. They're going to love the shark head. They hadn't seen that yet. I can't afford to bring my family to Chase Center. And if I can, guess what I can't afford to buy myself a drink? Do you realize that a double tall whiskey ginger ale at Chase Center is $42? Joel Acob, there's an awful lot I like about you, but you're charging $42 for cocktails. Fuck you, buddy. A $42 cocktail. I'm like, that thing better just like... Do I get to put my dick in it? $42 for a cocktail? Fuck. Damon, look at my pick. Who am I? It says T-Guns 80. Who is that? Is that an old picture of me? Oh, my God. Is that an old picture of me? If it is, look at the fresh face innocence on that young man. This is from Javi Dibliklul 3971. It's we got some pounds coming in here. Thank you very much. American sports merely following examples of the English Premier League football. Multiple channel subs to watch live games, huge rise in ticket prices, price out historic fans from going to the ground. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not very familiar with the English Premier League screwing over fans, but I'm watching the NFL, Major League Baseball, and certainly the NBA doing it every night. San Bruno Mike, 137 watching online right now. We actually have 400 people watching across all platforms right now, but only 46 likes. This is a show I'm doing for you today. Like, I could have put another picture of Brock Purdy versus, you know, Mac Jones up on the and had a much bigger audience than this, but this is what I'm thinking about today. I'm just going to clobber you over the head with the same topic daily. You know, here's my 4 points on the 49ers this week, and I'm going to, you know, have them in every single show I host this week. And it just becomes repetitive and redundant, and I'm tired of it. I want to be valuable to you. I do care about my fans. You know why I'd be a bad comedian? Because if I told a joke that killed, I'd say, well, you know, I already told that joke. I'm done. I've thrown that pitch. I need to throw a new one now. Like, I'm never comfortable regurgitating. But oh my God, you look at what these teams do, the same shit that they sell you. First of all, let's talk about what the Warriors did to the fans last night in Sacramento. And really, I'm not blaming the Warriors, but I am blaming the NBA and I'm blaming Adam Silver. First of all, Curry under the weather. Like, that happens. That sucks. That can't be prevented. That just cannot be prevented. By the way, SGA Sports Talk coming back in as a member. Sometimes dip in, sometimes dip out. Thank you. By the way, did I tell you to eat at Ike's yet? I feel like I should have told you to eat at Ike's by now. This guy right here has something absolutely freaking delicious for you just waiting at one of his sandwich shops. I hope there's a sandwich shop here near you. Oh my God, it's just fantastic. Fantastic sandwiches. Are you interested in that kind of thing? If you are, get to Ike's. Hopefully there is one near you soon and you join that Love Rewards program. You get free chips, free drinks, and you will be happy. You will be happy when you go to the Dubliner West Portal. Dubliner West Portal, just my kind of bar, my kind of crowd, my kind of folks, all the way around. I like the place. I like the lighting in there. I like the volume in there. And I certainly like Kenny and John, and I love the Guinness in there. And everybody who goes in does too. Thanks again to the Dubliner for hosting us for Plouse Mania. It was great. Sleeper is where I'm gonna go on Sleeper tonight. See if there's anything on Thursday Night Football I'm thinking about. Anything grabs my attention. But I'm going to start thinking about what our play is going to be for the 49ers and Rams coming up on Sunday. Sleeper is the world's fastest growing fantasy site. Always, always. Folks, use good judgment. When you are putting your hard-earned money on the line, do so for entertainment. Never risk more than you can lose. And do so responsibly. Use promo code Damon. You get a $100 deposit match on your first deposit up to $100. And please use the link that is at the very top of the description of today's video. So we thank our friends at Sleeper. We thank you for being here. We thank our friend Ike. We thank our friends at the Dubliner. And I'm not thanking anybody in the NBA for what they have done to us willingly, without apology, for far too long now. No Curry, no Draymond, no Butler. Full ticket price. Full ticket price. Adam Silver says it's a big problem, but the NBA is actually going out of their way to make it worse, not better. You know, I don't think the Warriors should get special treatment, but in the world of NBA business, there is no more important business to do in an NBA telecast than Warriors business. More people with eyeballs watch the Warriors play basketball than any other team out there. They're the biggest brand in this league still, and it's undebatable. You know, we all know LeBron, the Lakers, big deal. The Warriors, Steph Curry, real big deal. It feels like the Warriors' schedule was made to actually spite them. This is the Warriors' schedule, is this league cutting its own nose off to spite its own face? Bill Simmons even pointed this out. Bill Simmons, I saw this in SF Gate. Bill Simmons said, starting with a game in Milwaukee last Thursday, the Warriors are playing 10 games, 8 on the road, across 8 different cities, against some of the best teams in the league in a little over 2 weeks. In 17 days, they have 10 games, and they're basically all in different locations. That is a fuck you from the NBA schedulers. And here's the thing. Even if it is, let's say there is an in-house league-wide fatwa. We are tired of the Warriors, and there is an intended fuck you to the Warriors. Sadly, the fuck you lands on you. The person who was going to watch the game, the person who was going to the game. There was a little kid at I almost called it Arco Arena. There was a little kid at Golden One Center last night hoping to see Steph Curry play for the very first time. Some father, some mother, somebody went out of their way to spend an awful lot of money on an expensive ticket to finally let their child see a player that they've been in love with their entire childhood. This is your Michael Jordan, kid. I got Michael Jordan. You get Steph Curry. Let's go see him tonight. Now, again, I'm not bagging on Steph. Steph was sick. But I'll tell you, the Warriors got to be sick and tired of back-to-backs. What's with all these back-to-backs and all these early season games against a loaded schedule? What are you doing, NBA? Do you really want to kill your own golden goose? It seems like you do. And this is what I don't understand. And by the way, our good friend Nick Friedell, he pointed this out last night. By the way, how is that second timeline going, by the way? So the Warriors with Brandon Pajemski, Quentin Post, Moses Moody leading the way, they won, right? Because the Kings said, no, they didn't. Turnover City. Without Steph Curry, the Warriors ain't jack shit. Our pal Nick Friedell says, it was pretty sad walking around the concourse in Sacramento, seeing all the little kids and juries of players who won't be on the floor tonight. It's one of the biggest issues in this league right now. You never know for sure who will be out there night to night. Hey, it's one thing, you know, player A is sick. It's another thing if player B is hurt. It's something entirely different when it's player C could be playing tonight, but in the name of load management and bigger fish to fry tomorrow, not hitting the court tonight. Anytime Steph Curry isn't playing in an NBA game, all concessions that night should be on the house. 50% off. Give me something, because I'm sitting here at this point almost against my will. You know, if I would have sold you this ticket with the full knowledge that Steph Curry wasn't playing tonight, would you have even bought it? I'm guessing that's a 95% to 99%. No, I would not have even bought it then. You know. Good news, everybody. We got tickets to go see the Jackson 5. Oh, I can't wait to see Michael. Michael's not here tonight. It's only going to be four of them. Do you still want to go to see the Jackson 5? No Michael tonight? No. No, you don't. How many of the four Beatles are here? Only two. Two guys named Ed and Ricky are filling in for George and Ringo tonight. I don't think I want that. I mean, but it is Lennon and McCartney still here, so maybe we can get away with that. No, you need all four. What really bothers me about this, and I'm about to be, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I realize that there's been an awful lot of old man shaking his fist at a cloud on this show. By the way, another new member, T from the 203. Welcome back, T from the 203. Welcome back, SGA Sports Talk. And Sam Bruno, you never left, brother. Good to see you. So, What really pisses me off is I have undeniably, I've split the atom for the NBA, yet Adam Silver clearly is not listening. I can solve every single load management problem to the point where it will never, ever, ever, ever be a problem again. Damon, how can you deliver a Xanadu that does not exist as far as the NBA schedule is consisted right now? I've got it. I've solved load management. I'm not going to copyright this. I'm like Elizabeth Shue and the Saint. Even though I've invented cold fusion, I don't want to profit from it. I just want to give it away to make the world run more efficiently. The Saint, really bad Val Kilmer movie. That's also really good. Anyway, this is Quesadilla Thriller. I want my money back. I was expecting Larry too. Larry's scheduled to join us on your schedule tomorrow. Larry will show up for that scheduled appearance. We offered you no Larry today. That was you reading the schedule wrong. By the way, am I seeing that it is Chef A's birthday today? She's saying, cheers to Postman. Postman's giving it back to her.
Oy, oy, oy. Cheers.
All I can tell you, Chef A, is if it is your birthday, I freaking love you. You're one of my favorite people I've ever met through my show. You're basically me as a chef, as a lesbian. We're the same person. I love you, Chef A. Whole family does. Whole chat does. Everybody loves Chef A. Watch me solve load management. Are you ready? Watch this. Watch this. This is like when David Copperfield walked through the Great Wall of China. This is when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear and then reappear right there. Are you ready? Are you ready? I've said this before. If you've already been through this with me, you know what I'm about to say. Stay with me. So what you need is more time. More time in between games, because back-to-back games are bad on a player's legs the same way that Megan Thee Stallion is. By the way, dude, Clay must be knee-deep in Megan Thee Stallion. Clay can't even move anymore, and I don't think it's got anything to do with surgeries. He's got no legs left. Start the NBA season 2 weeks earlier, end it 2 weeks later. Boom. I just bought you a month. I just bought you a month of rest. Every single team, every single player, I just bought you a month of rest. Start the season earlier, end it later. There is no reason to squeeze all these games into this arbitrary amount of time. If you're telling me, well, we can't do that. We can't do that because these buildings are booked out for other things. Guess what? Bad news, other things. Pick another weekend. Believe me, thirsty-ass Disney on Ice will book the weekend that you tell them to. They don't get to call the shots. We're just fucking Disney on Ice. On the side. You're married to the NBA team in your arena, the hockey team in your arena. You're married to them. This, by the way, is what I couldn't believe about when the Laver Cup came through Chase Center. And I understand that that was booked out before the Valkyries were even conceived of. But if the Valkyries were really worth like $500 million, you would have told the Laver Cup to piss off. Seriously, if the Valkyries were really worth that, you don't tell something worth that, you know, we're getting rid of you. What was surprising to me is that they didn't cancel that with the Laver Cup. Well, there would have been a lot of lawsuits. Okay, well, that's why you got lawyers. You're worth billions of dollars. Who gives a shit? You know, you've officially entered the have enough money to throw at any problem and shut everybody up. Enter. That's where you live now, Joe Lacob. That's where the Warriors live. You're married to the Valkyries. You're only banging the Laver Cup on the weekend. Beat it. I couldn't believe that. Your other stadium commitments. Okay, so obviously this year's underway. We're not going to be changing it this year. Starting in next year, instead of starting the NBA on October 30th, guess what? Now it starts on October 8th. There you go. Done. I just bought the thing that you say you have none of. I just found a month of. I just found a whole bunch of free time for you. I have discovered uranium, plutonium, all at the same time. And I'm giving it to you for free, NBA. Start your season earlier, end it later. Quit the back-to-backs. Or how about this? One back-to-back once a month. That's it. One back-to-back once a month. That's it. And The game that is the second game of the back-to-back, you have to charge 30% less for those tickets because there's a greater chance that someone's not playing. Now, if you said that, all of a sudden the NBA would easily come up with a schedule that contained zero back-to-backs and 100% ticket pricing. Again, if I could pass a law today that said you don't get to charge as much for the second game of a back-to-back, the NBA would never schedule another back-to-back. Everyone knows there's too many NBA games. Well, to me, there's not. I mean, I want the historical significance of the 82-game season, so we're measuring players historically against each other over the course of a season. I don't need the season to go to 68 games. What I need is to make sure that there aren't 30 disposable games built into your year every year, because that's just the way the league works now. Again, I'm not even smart. I'm not a smart guy. I just keep talking until something makes sense. I think this makes sense. Adam Silver, are you listening? Could somebody please send this to Adam Silver? Cut this part of the video and send it to Adam. Adam Silver, start earlier, end later. Boom. I'm fucking Einstein. Buster Bratmus. And fuck him in the popcorn hole, too. Seriously. Seriously. The choice between... Are we going to give him a price break on anything? Are we going to give him a price break on anything? How about bobbleheads? No. So here's the deal. If tonight you have... You know, Bob Fitzgerald will tell you, if you use promo code Kalena, you get the free Warriors beanie. Or 50% off a Warriors beanie. They ordered too many beanies and they can't get rid of them. They need to clear out their storage room. That's why the Warrior beanie is 50% off tonight. Not because they like you or want to give you anything. Like, if you do see a sale on anything, the player was traded or they need to clear out a storage room. Everything has screw you and the horse you rode in on, price points attached to it. All of it. All of it. Not some of it. Not a little of it. Not a section of it. Not just for the ultra VIPs. You know, hey, man, when you're sitting in the right this way velvet rope section, of course everything is more. No, if you are sitting in the 400 level, fuck you. That's the way these leagues operate. That's the way these streamers operate. You are just an object to which they want to separate your money from you and take it for them. That's it. And it's disgusting. Greed is everywhere. Greed is everywhere. When did money become the end-all be-all of everything? That's what kills me. That's what I like least about the world today. The staggering greed that is applied to every decision. You know, somebody's like, Damon, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you declaring class warfare? Folks, I'm not declaring war. They declared it on us. Class warfare has been declared. And by the way, we, the normals, are getting our asses kicked. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And I think there's a lot of people to thank for that. I mean, I completely agree with this. Damon deserves at least 100,000 subs. Jamie, why stop at 100? But hey, let's get me to 50 before we even try to complain about 100, right? Let's get there first. Thank you very much. Like and subscribe. Again, you want to talk about the right here, Sporticus. Your dynamic pricing is a market mirage. Don't buy and prices come down. Dynamic pricing might as well be called hand towel wringing, because that's what they're doing. Dynamic pricing means I can squeeze this a little more, and that means $4 more out of you. like the difference between the Giants fielding a team next year or not is $4 more out of me for this ticket up in 406. 227. Actually, 227. That's a nice that's the club. That's the Virgin Club. That's nice in there. Look, it's us versus them, and them are kicking our ass, and them don't even think about us. And there is a level of cutting heads off your own customers that every single league would choose to do if it meant more money. I'm not kidding when I said every NFL owner would gladly crash their own team plane into a maternity ward if it meant $1 billion more next year. We'll just draft another team, sign more free agents, and we didn't know all those women in the maternity ward or any of those babies anyway, so fuck it. $1 billion more? Sure. Screw the people. So, we will have an awful lot on what is nothing short of the biggest game of the year. Biggest game of the year. 49ers and Rams, man. This is for the soul of the NFC West. We'll see what the Seahawks have to say about that at some point. But this is a huge one. We'll be back at it like 9:05. Yours truly, Larry Kruger, with a wake up. Our pal Sam Batesh, who, by the way, has like an 11:15 Friday start time. So maybe we'll be pushing back our Friday start time to like 10 after 11, quarter after 11. We'll see. I'll coordinate with Sam. But we will be here tomorrow on YouTube. Thank you. Again, YouTube, I know I said some nasty things about you here. Quit being the greedy fucks that you are, okay? You're worth $1 trillion, wringing every last drop out of Disney is not something that you need to do right now. You can afford to put Disney on YouTube TV and not screw us over. I know you can. So I'd like you to be a little altruistic, if you could, please. Good luck. And you know, all I can tell you is Disney, ESPN, like, you are built to fuck everybody over. It's all you do. All you do. I've watched ESPN's product since its moment of launch to its zenith in our culture to the sad decline of what it kind of is now. And it didn't have to be this way. Your job will lay you off in a microsecond if it means making shareholders happy. Yeah, believe me, I know. Do you think for a second 95.7 The Game said, all right, so all Damon does is host our most popular show. More people listen to Damon and Ratto than anything else we have. This show means something to our audience. If we laid these guys off, it won't even affect the stock price by a fraction of a penny. But should we do it anyway? Yeah. But what about our fans? The fans really like these two. Screw it. Screw all of them. Just give them Willard and Dibbs. They'll eventually be bludgeoned over the head with it enough to where it's just, sure, why not? And again, I think Mark is good. Dan's a friend. I'm not angry at them at all. But that show ain't jack shit compared to the show that I hosted. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously. One of those shows is Nickelback. The other was Led Zeppelin. Guess which was which? I want to wrap up with something that sadly is so tragic. This is so sad what is coming out of Dallas this morning. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland. It's been confirmed he committed suicide. This is a 24-year-old man who 72 hours ago was recovering a fumble and scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football. Troopers found Kneeland's vehicle crashed on Dallas's Parkway. Kneeland fled the scene on foot. Officers searched the area with help from drone units and canine. Approximately 3 hours later, he was found with what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the course of the search, officers received information that Neyland expressed suicidal ideas. His agent has described the death as a pain I can hardly put into words. Now, we're not assuming anything. S-R-O-S-O-S-O-S-O-S says what? CTE isn't a joke. Look, I don't know if this is CTE and you don't either. The fact that something happened in his vehicle, we don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But let me tell you, as someone who has had a friend commit suicide, I sure wish they would have given me a call before they did that. I sure wish I would have given them a call before they did that. And now that I'm a parent, I just cannot help but think of his mother and his father, if he still has his mother and his father with him. The pain that they're in today, to watch your son go from celebrating, scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football, to gone in the same week, is a pendulum swing of emotion I don't know if I could ever process. So my thoughts and prayers with his family in this tragic time. This is so sad, so sad. I mean, there is no good age to die, but there are certainly worse ages to die than others. And a 24-year-old man with the world in front of him, a million opportunities for him to be in such a state of mental disrepair where suicide was the better option than going to work at it the next day. It's just so, so sad, so sad. The family, the parents. Oh. Anyway. Are you ready for a little today in history? Here we go. Here we go with today in history. And we'll start with a very big happy birthday once again to Chef A. Chef A, out of all the people I'm about to tell you about celebrating a birthday today, I've met some of them. I won't lie. I've met Eddie D. I'm definitely a degree of Kevin Bacon away from meeting Emma Stone, because Emma Stone met Ike at one of his sandwich pop-ups. But anyways, today, happy birthday to Chef A. Chef A, we love you. Happy birthday to Eddie DiBartolo. 79 years old, Eddie DiBartolo today, one of the great owners in the history of sports ownership. Sally Field, 79 years old today. Who doesn't like Sally Field? I love Sally Field. She's got that warm feeling about her. I don't know. I love Sally Field. I've always thought he's good in everything I've ever seen him in. Ethan Hawke, flipping double nickels today. 55, Ethan Hawke. Emma Stone, 37 years old. Again, I think I've been in Emma's mouth. The Damon Bruce. Ike told me he gave Emma Stone a Damon Bruce once. So there you go. Thank you, Emma. I think he's one of the funniest guys currently on Saturday Night Live. Bowen Yang, everybody's favorite Gaysian, right? In the gay Asian draft, no one's going first over Bowen Yang. He's hysterical. I think he's so funny. 35 years old. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday today. Today in 1789, we're going way back, Pope Pius appointed Father John Carroll as the first Catholic bishop in the United States. Father John Carroll turned around and said, "I give to you hoya paranoia." He founded Georgetown. He founded Georgetown. And let me tell you, kids, I wish you had been around for what Georgetown used to be. I wish you knew what scaring white America as a basketball team used to look like. It was awesome. Allen Iverson at Georgetown was the single best show maybe ever on TV. You've never seen anybody faster on a basketball court in your life than when Allen Iverson was at Georgetown. Holy shit. Yeah. What about Patrick Ewing? Yeah. Iverson, Georgetown. Hoya paranoia, baby. Today in 1862, the direct telegraphic link between New York and San Francisco was officially established. So we were definitely sending Morse code today. They're like talking to the, hey, New York, how you doing? New York's like, we're good. There you go. Pony Express didn't last much longer. Today, in 1869, the very first intercollegiate, what would become football game, was played. It was a little bit more like a soccer and rugby and a fist fight had a baby that day. But the first game, Rutgers 6, Princeton 4. Rutgers has not won a football game since, by the way. There were two games that season. Each team won one game. Again, it was closer. It was closer to punching your roommate, soccer and rugby, than it was to the football that we watch now. But technically, college football as we know it, born today. Well, not as we know it, but college football born today in 1869. Today in 1975, you want to talk about a watershed moment? Could you imagine if you were in whichever bar or pub or wherever this happened, you're in London, and who's ever the MC that night says,
ladies and gentlemen, the Sex Pistols.
What just happened? Do these guys even know how to play these instruments? I don't know. What the hell is going on up there? Music changed forever tonight, 1975. You want punk? Sex Pistols are like, we'll show you what the fuck punk is. Sex Pistols. I am an anarchist. Of course she does. Of course she does. Chef A, I am a Sex Pistol. Oh, no, excuse me. I think you're a Sex Pistol. She loves the Sex Pistols. Damon, John Thompson in the towel. Oh, absolutely. Come on. Today in 1983, Will Byers disappeared in Hawkins, Indiana, which is what gave us Stranger Things. It's a fictional day, but today is the day that Will Byers disappeared, and that was season one of Stranger Things, which was, man, how great was Stranger Things when that came out on Netflix like a decade ago? Oh, it was great. I mean, nostalgia, it's a very powerful drug, and that was full of it. Today in 1995, tonight in 1995, I'm going to tell you that I know one thing. My buddy, Brett Hansen. Brett, if you're watching, Brett is in Indiana somewhere right now. Brett Hansen cried like a baby as we drank an entire bottle of whiskey together because he grew up a Cleveland Browns fan. And today in 1995, Art Modell said he was moving the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore. Again, I was at Indiana University when that was announced. My buddy, Brett Hansen, devastated. And who did he come to? Come here. Come here. Daddy's got you. Daddy's got you. I'm the guy. You're in sports pain. I'm your guy. Daddy's got you, Brett. I rocked him to sleep like a baby that night. Gave him a full bottle of whiskey. Got him high as balls. He was okay the next morning. But man, I remember that so vividly. The night it was announced, the Cleveland Browns are leaving Cleveland? Like Cleveland? Really? Wow. Okay. Today in 2001, 24 premiered on Fox. I mean, Jack Bauer, right? That was a big deal. This is when water cooler shows were still, this is when people actually talked to each other. There were water coolers at your office. This is when people went to work and had offices. But I mean, 24 was huge. 24 was huge when that shit came out originally. And to think that was now nearly 24 years ago. 24 premiered 24 years ago. In case you wanted to feel any older today, there you go. Chef A, you stay forever young. Thank you to everybody who weighed in today, hung out with us today, listened to me bitch about how screwed over we are getting by such rich entities. Entities that have made more money than we could even consider are trying to make more money out of little old us. And what's the last thing they can take from it? Like, there's not a lot you could kidnap and send me a ransom note that I'm really going to give a shit about. Sports, that's one of them. And so here they are. They're just kidnapping sports. And we pay the ransom. And that blows. Screw everyone involved. Come on back here. We'll try to treat you right and never waste your time. Like and subscribe if you would, please. Join me tomorrow. An awful lot of focus on 49ers and Rams. Join us for our live stream. Again, during that 49ers and Rams game, we will have a watch party here. And it was great to hang out with you again today. Thank you so very much for stopping on by. And please do remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.